Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to Jupiter Wagons Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Anand from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us today for the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings call of Jupiter Wagons. On behalf of Systematix, I welcome you all. From the management team today, we have Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Keshri, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, and then we can open the forum for Q&A. Over to you, Vivek, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings call. We are delighted to share that we have maintained our strong momentum in both operational and financial performance. Once again, we have achieved triple-digit growth in revenue, EBITDA, and profit after tax for the quarter and the first half ending September 30, 2023. The growth aligns with our strategic plans as we continue to expand our diverse business mix. In Q2 FY 2024, we reported revenues of rupees 87,930 lakhs, up 111% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 12,117 lakhs, up 143% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin has improved by 180 basis points from 12% in quarter two FY 2023 to 13.8% in quarter two FY 2024. This has been driven by enriched product mix and economies of scale. We continue to report industry-leading EBITDA margins. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 8,150 lakhs, up 229% year-on-year. For the first six months, we reported revenue from operations of rupees 163,248 lakhs, up 129% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 21,815 lakhs, up 172% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin has improved by 210 basis points from 11.3% in quarter two FY 2023 to 13.4% in quarter two FY 2024. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 14,510 lakhs, up by 280% year-on-year. The momentum remains strong in the wagon business, and we continue to execute production at high levels, as indicated earlier. We exited Q2 with a production run rate of nearly 700 wagons per month, and as we increase the capacity of our foundry, we will see further scale-up in wagon production to around 800 units per month by end of this financial year. The existing foundry at our Kolkata unit will see an enhancement of capacity from 2,500 metric tons at present to 3,000 metric tons by end of financial year. Further, we will also set up a foundry at Jabalpur unit of a capacity of 2,000 metric tons. The execution period is around 18-24 months. Thus, overall foundry capacity will double from 2,500 metric tons to, at a single location at present, to 5,000 metric tons in aggregate at two locations. We are also working on initiatives to improve the scope of backward integration by adding wheelset manufacturing capacities. The addition of the foundry Jabalpur unit will result in saving in freight costs for the back-end products which we are currently being transported from Kolkata foundry to the Jabalpur manufacturing unit. The enhancement of backward integration, saving in freight and other production efficiencies being worked upon will contribute towards greater efficiencies and enhanced profitability across the business. In terms of outlook for the business, the momentum in ordering of private wagons remains unabated. The Indian Railway has floated a tender for supply of 20,000 wagons and the submissions are due by mid-November. Our present order book of ₹5,952 crores includes 5,355 crores of orders from wagons, and we are confident that this is set to enhance further. Coming to the braking side of the business, the handover and integration of Stone India are nearing completion and pre-production activities are underway. We expect to commence operations in Q4. For the DAFO JV, we are anticipating 2 to 3 tenders to be launched in the next few months, from which we anticipate orders of around ₹200 crores for braking systems for LHB coaches. We are working on an order for around 1,000 brake systems, for which we anticipate finalization by end December. In brake disc business, we are on course to register about ₹50 crores of top line in the current financial year, having launched the business only a few months ago. Next year, we will ramp up this business to around 150 crores of turnover, of which ₹50 to 60 crores will come from export market. In our electric mobility business, the vehicles are in advanced stage and are set to undergo comprehensive testing in November. We are confident that our offerings are on schedule for a commercial launch in fourth quarter of the financial year as guided earlier. Our optimism for the future is fueled by a strategic expansion into international markets, the high demand for wagons and containers, and the remarkable milestones attained in our mobility solution ventures. Backed by a solid order book, promising partnerships, and an unwavering commitment to innovation and quality, we have every reason to believe that Jupiter Wagons will persist in its trajectory of growth and success. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. My first question is regarding the CAPEX part. We are doing like expansion on the foundry side. Could you please share the breakup for in Kolkata and Jabalpur for foundry CAPEX? And what kind of cost savings we can expect in terms of freight and other kind of things? This is my first question.
So in terms of CAPEX allocation at this moment, we are not at liberty to share since it's in the finalization stage. But as I have mentioned in my opening remarks that in Calcutta currently our capacity is about 2,500 metric tons, which will go up to about 3,000 metric tons. And in Jabalpur, we are setting up an additional capacity of about 2,000 metric tons, which will not only cater to our own requirements, but also to the export market.
If you could broadly mention about the overall CAPEX for the year and next year.
So I think on overall CAPEX, we are looking at roughly about 700 crores of incremental CAPEX by end of next financial year.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the volume side, we have seen decline on CMS crossing and containers. Like, what are the challenges we are facing in those business? If you could throw more light on that.
There is in CMS crossing, there are no decline in volumes. We have considerable order book. The only challenge is because we have certain restrictions on foundry capacities, which we are now enhancing the capacity. So you will, from next quarter onwards, you will see the volumes increasing. As you are aware that we also have orders for the weldable crossings, for which right now we are undergoing the trials and execution will start from next financial year. So the foundry capacity enhancement is again very crucial for that business itself. On the container side, we have very strong order books, and in the coming quarters, you will see a sizable, both in terms of revenues and EBITDA margins, you will see a lot of offtake in that business.
Okay. So on that 20,000 vegan orders, how much we are targeting, 20% or 25% of the business, if you could throw some light on that.
You could understand from vegan orders, the last part of your question I did not understand.
No, sir, out of 20,000 vegans orders, how much we are targeting?
No, it's very difficult to give any kind of specific numbers because as you're aware that, the tender pricings are very dynamic. So currently we have a size, as I mentioned, we have quite a sizable private order book and we are continuing to add on the private order book and that is our priority. So, and definitely we are looking at sizable order books from the wagon tender itself and we are expecting post this tender, the global tender to also come. So, right now to give any specific numbers would be very difficult but yeah, generally Jupiter enjoys a market share of around 25-30%. It could be in lines with those numbers.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Senthil Kumar from Joinder Capital Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. The commodity prices are softening over a period of time. But why the raw material cost as a percentage of sales is still higher on both sequential as well as year-on-year basis?
See, this is generally the mix of the products which we are offering. See, the company is not only in the wagons. We are also producing the load bodies, the CMS crossing containers. So it's gross margin is a mix of all these things. You can see from our result also that the number of load bodies and the revenue from the load bodies also getting increased. So this is one of the reasons.
Mr. Senthil Kumar? Hello, Mr. Senthil Kumar. Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost the audio from the line of Mr. Senthil Kumar. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Arvind Singh Chaudhary from RMO House Investments LLP. Please go ahead. Mr. Arvind Singh? Members of the management team, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So there is no response on the line of Arvind Singh. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Akash, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And once again, would like to congratulate the management for superb set of numbers. Sir, first would like some help from your side in terms of numbers. So what would be their realization per wagon this quarter, sir?
It's around 40 lakh rupees.
Sorry, sir. Can you come back again?
On an average, it's coming to 40 lakh rupees.
40 lakh. Okay. And when it comes to export wagons, is it the same?
Again, it depends on the kind of, see, if it is a flat wagon, then the pricing is different. Depends on the kind of wagon order books which we are going to get. So currently, we are expecting in the coming quarter orders for meter gauge wagons. The pricing will be very similar. But then in terms of the overall the raw material and the steel which will required in those wagons are much less than what is required in our current set of wagons.
Okay, sir. Got it. Also, sir, would want the order book split of the current, 5950 crore order book that we have in total. Could you do this split across business verticals?
Yeah, so wagon order book is, as I mentioned, it is about 5,300 crores, which translates into roughly about 13,500 wagons.
Okay,
the export body order book is about 270 odd crores, and and the rest of the order books make up of the CMS crossing again is about close to 190 crores.
Sir, 270 crore was for
the load bodies.
Load bodies. Okay, okay.
90 crores for the CMS crossing.
Okay. Sir, one of my colleagues had earlier asked about the 20,000 wagon order. Sir, for that, is the because those are government orders. So, if the margin, if they are a bit margin dilutive, would we still be going ahead with those kind of orders?
So, as I have told you, Akash, you know, it is a very dynamic kind of a situation. We have very strong order books on the private side and we are further adding to them. So at this present moment, you know, it will be very difficult to comment on our strategy on the tender. But obviously, railway is, government orders are very crucial to our business. And we will be looking to get order books from that tender.
Got it, sir. Got it. And, sir, just talking about the general order inflow, I mean, this quarter, if we see sequentially on a quarter-on-quarter basis, our order book has dropped down a bit. And even if we compare it on a YY basis, it must be 1 or 2% up from what it was in the last quarter in the same year, in the previous year. So, has the order inflow or order intake for wagons slowed down, or how is it in the private sector as well as the public sector?
Intake has gone up rather than slowing down, because you have to also understand that our execution rates have gone up significantly. Last year on an average we did about 400-450 wagons, which are now we are doing close to about 700 wagons a month. So there is a significant execution which is happening. And still we are maintaining the same kind of order books. So, on the contrary, there is a significant increase in order books which are happening from last year.
Got it, sir. And sir,
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akash. Maybe
yeah, I'll come back in the day. I'll come back in the day.
The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers. My first question will be that the wheel set manufacturing, what you mentioned as part of backward integration, so will it be done through a JV with some partner or will it be done alone?
Again, you know, this is something which we are currently, it is something which we cannot give a strategy out right now. It is, I think by in the next 1 or 2 months, you will get a very clear picture on that.
Sir, can you give...
sorry to interrupt, sir. We are not able to hear you.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. So, sir, I wanted the order book breakup on the wagon side. So, you mentioned 5,355 crore of wagon order book. So, what is the breakup between that in terms of private and Indian Railways?
Private orders would be, is out of that is 4,200 crores roughly would be the private order book. So 80% of that order book is private right now, roughly.
And how is the brake systems looking like in terms of order book right now?
Can you just speak up a little bit more? Very difficult to hear you.
So sir, how is the brake systems order book looking right now?
Rahul, we are not able to hear you.
Sir, now am I audible?
You are, but your voice is very, you are audible, but your voice is coming very low. Some background noises right also there.
Right now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Yeah. So I was asking that what is the brake systems order book looking like right now?
Trade means you mean to say from the private sector?
Brake systems, sir.
Oh, brake system. So as I have told you on the braking side, you know, on the coaches there is they are from all the three workshops the tender is currently under finalization.
Yeah.
So overall there is tenders are for close to about 5,000 brake systems which are currently under finalization, and we out of that we expect at least to win tenders for about 1,000 brake systems.
Okay, sir.
Which will take care of our capacities for the next financial year.
Done, sir. Done. Thanks a lot, sir.
Oh. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir, and thanks for taking my question. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. So my first question is, during the second quarter, what would have been a rough cut, let's say, order intake from the private sector side on the wagon business?
Rough. Around 60% from the private sector and the around 40% we have executed the railway sector. The exact number is not right now available with us.
This we are talking about wagon orders that we won during Q2.
Yeah. So the wagon orders that we won during Q2 is 100% from the private industry only. We did not get any new orders from the Indian Railways. So roughly I think the new order book, I don't know the exact numbers, but it will be similar to what we have executed. Since the order book has remained the same from last quarter, so if you look at the execution numbers, it will be roughly similar to that is the new order book which we have generated.
Sure. And in terms of debt number, you mentioned the number of about 700 crores by FY25 end. Did I get that correctly?
That is not the debt. That is what we are saying is going to be our capital capex investments, 700 crores.
Sure. What was our debt at the end of this quarter?
The term loan side, it is around 12 crores. And on the working capital, around 350 crores.
Got it.
And against that, we have around 150 crores cash available in our account. So,
got it. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Sandesh from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, you are.
Hi, good evening. I wanted to ask on the, you mentioned about the product portfolio expansion on the wagon side, both in the Kolkata and Jabalpur. With that, what would be the wagon capacity once this capacity comes in? You mentioned that you are currently having a run rate of around 700 wagons. So post this expansion, what could be the run rate of wagons per month?
Post the expansion in the Calcutta facility, we are looking at about 800 wagons every month. And once Calcutta and Jabalpur, both the foundry capacities online, it will be close to about 1,000 wagons a month.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned about the EV product that you will be launching by the end of this year. So what will be the product like, and what kind of investment has already gone into it, and what kind of returns are you expecting from this project? Because it's a new area for you, so.
So the product
elaborate.
Is a 1.2-ton payload vehicle, and we expect it by the end of this current financial year. In terms of payback, and it is too early right now. I think once the launch happens and we see the momentum which we generate in the market, then we'll be in a much more stronger position to comment on it. Investments, as I've also mentioned earlier, we are looking at overall investments will be close to about 50 odd crores in this business.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Devesh Kashliwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I actually wanted to understand about the Stone India, the acquisition that has happened. So in that, majority of the product portfolio is going to be consumed by us. But then apart from that, the product that we are going to supply to Indian Railways, so what is the total addressable market for that, and what type of revenue generation are we looking at for the next couple of years?
So initially, in the next financial year, our focus is to start the freight brake business in Stone India, because that is something which is crucial to our core business, and that would be a backward integration for us. Beyond that, Stone India has a lot of capabilities in manufacturing brakes for locomotives, then high reach pantograph, and various kind of valves for the locomotive business. So that business also, parallelly, the idea is to get that started. That business again has a potential of, I don't know the exact numbers, but should be about close to 1,000 odd crores should be the overall market size for that business.
And what is the approximate revenue we are expecting out of that 1,000 crores?
Again, it's too early. As I told you, next financial year, our focus is to start the brake business first, because that is the low-hanging fruit, and that is where, it is very integral to our core business. So, again, right now, to comment on what kind of market share which we are looking from the non-freight business would be too early.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Senthil Kumar from Joinder Capital Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, I was Mr. My line disconnected, got disconnected. I was asking about a raw material cost increase as a percentage of sales. I missed your answer.
In the raw material side, you asked earlier about the gross margin, I think. Yeah. So the reason of the gross margin One is that we are manufacturing the wagon, again the load bodies, containers, there are a lot of the products are there, and both all the products have different raw material and the gross margin are there. So on a consolidated basis, the gross margin is coming around 23 or 24%, but in the wagons it is more than this figure. This quarter, we have also done a good numbers of the load bodies, and that is the reason that the gross margin from the last quarter, I think 1% is lower than the last quarter.
Yeah, I understand that. Sir, my second question, in the consolidated cash flow statement, I could see a big jump in trade receivables. Can you throw some light on that?
If you see the numbers of this of the days in the trade receivable, it is slightly increased. Just because that, as I told that, we increased the load bodies revenue also. So there are some increase on incremental debtors on that side. And again, you can see that the our turnover is also increasing very rapidly. So there is a slightly increase in the 4 or 5 days numbers of in the receivable side.
So how much receivable from the government order, sir, as on September 2023?
That number right now is not available,
but it is very insignificant. The government receivables are not much, but again those numbers are not readily available where we can share it, but it is very insignificant.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Indrajit Chakravarti from Script Trading Corporation. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chakravarti. Your audio is breaking up.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible now?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Chakravarti, your audio is breaking up.
Okay, now am I audible right now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay, my question is I heard from an interview of Mr. Sanjeev that the railways is coming with an order of 50,000 wagons this year. Now, in your report this time, you are saying the tender of 20,000 wagons has been tendered. So that leaves some around 30,000 wagons to be tendered in the future. Am I right in my thinking?
Yes, you are right in your thinking. Those are the numbers which we have also got from the railway. So there is, out of that balance 30,000, there is a global tender also which is there for roughly about 10,000 wagons, which we shortly to come out.
Okay, and I have one more question, sir, which is that you have this, recently you raised your funding for 700 crores. You passed a resolution for 700 crores funding. Now the question is, will this lead to equity dilution once you exercise that option?
Yes, it will lead to equity dilution because it is money is being raised in the company, so there is its primary raise which we are doing.
So when, by which time this equity will be raised? Is there any timeline kind of?
See, we got the shareholder approval recently, and we are working on that. As per the SEBI regulation, there are 12 months timeline for raising this QIP. So let's see, but hopefully within 2-3 months there may be some announcement.
Okay, and percentage of equity dilution, can you please tell, sir? Something like that, 700 crores would take what kind of percentage equity dilution?
It is very difficult because the QIP the rate will be derived from the stock exchange closing prices of the last 2 weeks when we launched the QIP. So it is very difficult to tell you the percentage dilution.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. So my question is from the EBITDA margin point of view. So this quarter, in spite of the dip in the gross margins, we have increased our EBITDA margins to 13.7%. So going forward, do we have scope to increase this further and touch around 14-15% levels?
So currently, I think as we go through our further backward integration cycle, as I mentioned that next year we are looking to completely integrate our own freight brakes once Stone India is fully operational. And then once the Jabalpur foundry starts, whatever bought out which we are now doing on the foundry side will stop, and then we'll be making a considerable saving on the freights also. And then down the line we have also plans for our own wheel set production. So definitely as and when these backward integration steps keep on kicking in, you will see incremental increase in EBITDA margins.
Got it, sir. And one question for the export wagon, sir. So last quarter in the PPT, you had mentioned that for a 620 wagon tender, you all were the L1 bidder, and you all were also in the process of a 1,000 wagon order in some export tender. So where are we on that, and how many export wagons further we won in this quarter?
To come in the current quarter, that is the indication which we are getting. As you know, as you are aware that it is not in our hands. It's for the whoever is the tender authority. It is on their discretion as to when they release the orders. But the indications which we are getting is that we will get some orders in the coming quarter. And then once these orders come, I think every quarter you will see new order books coming in on the export side.
Okay, approximately how many wagons do you expect, sir, for FY24-25 from export?
Very difficult to say that, but whatever indications which we are getting is that we will definitely get order books in the coming quarter. But you know, I will not like to make any kind of speculative numbers, but we will definitely get some order books in the coming quarter.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, for the follow-up questions. Sir, on that EV side, we are launching in Q4. Like, could you please share and differentiate between our product and our competitor products on the EV side?
Again, it is, I would say, it's very superior in terms of one is the battery capacity and also in terms of the payload which it can carry. And thirdly, the range. I think in all these three parameters, our product will be far superior to today whatever is available in the market.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind Singh Chaudhary from RMO House Investments LLP. Please go ahead.
Thanks and good evening. So basically, I am the shareholder from the company IPO, which is from 2011. And I got two questions. The first one is regarding the EV, Jupiter EV Mobility joint venture. That do you have a partner in this venture? And if yes, what is the equity percentage of that partner?
So we do have a partnership with regard to not the current vehicle which we are launching, but down the road when we are launching the higher payload vehicle, we do have a partner in terms of green power. But right now there is no equity arrangement which has been reached between us.
Okay. And the second question is regarding your drone project. That what is the status of that project?
So that is also, it is in advanced stages, and again in the next coming few quarters you will get further update and announcements on that. But it is again progressing as per our timelines.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
A follow-up question. So we have already reached the 700 wagons per month ka production rate, right? So, I mean, just to understand the milestones, I mean, how do you perceive the production rate to ramp up in the next, let's say, 1 to 2 quarters and also in the longer term, let's say in FY25 and 26?
So Akash has mentioned clearly that, you know, we are expecting by end of this financial year, we expect that our capacities of our existing foundry, it will go up from 2500 metric tons today to about 3000 tons. And that will also result in incremental wagon capacity. So by end of this financial year, we are looking at close to about 800 wagons per month we are looking to produce. And once the Jabalpur capacity becomes online, that has a higher timeline because it's going to be a completely new brownfield capacity. So as and when that is online, the capacity will go up to about 1,000 wagons.
Got it, sir. And the current order book, sir, how do you expect it to execute the current order book and how do you expect it to scale up in the next couple of years? Like, how much time would it take to execute the current order book?
End of next financial year, we're looking to go up to about 1,000 wagons as and when the new foundry becomes online. So the scaling up time frame is very clear to you.
Got it. So this order book, the current one which we have of around 6,000 orders, that should get executed by around FY25 end itself? Or should it go further?
That is the plan that within FY25 we want to execute. But as I mentioned that we keep on adding additional order books. So again, it's very dynamic. So very, since it's, you know, most of our order books are from the private sector and it is not from government tendering. So again, it's a very dynamic situation when it comes to those order books.
So we don't perceive any concerns in terms of order visibility even post FY25, sir? Like the ordering will continue at the same flow?
Now, whatever indications which we are getting from the market, we don't see any concerns.
Okay, so even post FY25, FY26 and all, we are hopeful and we are optimistic, right?
Yes, because as you are aware, there is already a 20,000 railway order book which is tender which is due, and then another 10,000 global tender which is also very we are very sure will come out shortly. So I don't think there is any challenges in terms of order books. So it is more on execution going forward that we are more focused, and obviously on the backward integration part of it, so that we can solidify the business as well as better our margins.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the container front, how do you expect to scale up in terms of revenue now that we are getting a lot of orders?
This financial year we are looking to do a business of close to about 100 crores, and we have added capacity there, and we are now doing a lot of automation there. We are adding a new robotic line which will further keep on expanding on that. So and then there itself also we are doing a lot of value additions. So we expect going forward, numbers very difficult to say, but you will definitely see increase in revenues as well as increase in margins as we produce more value-added products and we do better economies of scale there.
Got it, sir. Last question from my end, sir, that 10,000 wagon global tender would be aluminium wagon, sir, right?
No, I don't think it will be aluminium wagon.
Achha, those will be the normal steel wagon, is it?
Yes, as of now, whatever we have indications which we have got, it's going to be the normal C5.
So I think a couple of quarters back you had also guided us for something, some aluminium orders,
no.
Wagon orders will also come.
Thing, we had not mentioned anything on aluminium wagons. In none of our calls we mentioned anything regarding aluminium wagons.
Okay. So that won't be taking place. I mean, you don't expect government to launch the tender.
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, okay. Call it, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I would for joining the call today. We continue to benefit from tailwinds of infrastructure creation across the country. The outlook for business remaining robust with a solid order book and all our business lines set for further scaling up given the high visibility of ordering. We are very excited about our prospects. I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of you a happy Diwali and a prosperous new year. We look forward to interacting once again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.